Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. India and US issue joint statement announcing framework for an interim trade agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it'll strengthen Make in India initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a two-day visit to Malaysia. India condemns bombing at an Islamabad mosque, says Pakistan is choosing to delude itself by blaming others. India clinch Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for record sixth time. President, Vice President and Prime Minister hail Team India. And ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, to begin today. India and the US today announced that they have reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. Commerce and Industry Ministry shared the India-US joint statement, which said that the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement BTA negotiations launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump on the 13th of February last year, which will include additional market access commitments and support more resilient supply chains. According to the joint statement, the United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on goods of India, including textile and apparel, leather and footwear, plastic and rubber, organic chemicals, home decor, artisanal products and certain machinery. The US will also remove tariffs on certain aircraft and aircraft parts of India imposed to eliminate threats to national security. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all US industrial goods and a wide range of US food and agricultural products. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the framework for an interim trade agreement between India and the United States as great news and thanked US President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the two countries. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this framework reflects the growing depth, trust, and dynamism of India-US partnership. He said it strengthens Make in India by opening new opportunities for India's hard-working farmers, entrepreneurs, MSMEs, startup innovators, fishermen, and more. Mr. Modi said it will generate large-scale employment for women and youngsters. The Prime Minister stated that India and the United States share a commitment to promoting innovation, and this framework will further deepen investment and technology partnerships. He added that this framework will also strengthen resilient and trusted supply chains and contribute to global growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-day visit to Malaysia this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to discussions with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and further enhancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi said they will aim to deepen defense and security ties, enhance economic and innovation partnership, and expand collaboration into new domains. He highlighted that the historic ties between India and Malaysia have seen steadfast progress in recent years. He expressed eagerness to meet the Indian community in Malaysia, which represents one of the largest Indian diasporas in the world, numbering 3 million. He added that their immense contribution to Malaysia's progress and their role as a living bridge between the two nations provides a strong foundation to the historic friendship between the two countries. A report.
The major highlight of today's schedule will be Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interaction with the Indian diaspora. Selamat Datang Modi ji, an event expected to draw around 15,000 people, is all set to welcome Prime Minister with great pomp and enthusiasm. From dance performances to singing programs, the event will serve as a major cultural showcase at the Mines International Exhibition and Convention Center. Tomorrow, the focus will shift to the official engagements, including the welcome ceremony, bilateral meetings, delegation-level talks, and the exchange of key members and of understanding as India and Malaysia look to further strengthen their comprehensive strategic partnership. Durgesh Padoria, Akashwani News, Kuala Lumpur.
India has condemned the bombing at an Islamabad mosque and condoled the loss of life it has caused. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry termed it unfortunate that Pakistan is choosing to delude itself by blaming others for its homegrown ills instead of seriously addressing the problems plaguing its social fabric. The ministry said India rejects any such baseless and pointless allegations. Earlier, 31 people were killed and 170 injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in the capital Islamabad yesterday. Senior officials from the United States and Iran held indirect talks in Oman yesterday, marking the first formal discussions between the two adversaries since U.S. military strikes targeted Iranian nuclear facilities last year. The negotiations, mediated by Oman's foreign minister Badr al-Busaidi, took place in the Omani capital of Muscat. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi described the session as a good start and a very good beginning, noting a mutual willingness to continue the dialogue. While no major breakthroughs were announced, both sides expressed openness to further rounds, with the Omani Foreign Ministry confirming the discussions were serious. Here is a report.
The talks focused primarily on Iran's nuclear program, though deep divisions emerged over the agenda. Iran insisted on limiting discussions to nuclear issues and potential sanctions relief, while the United States pushed for a broader scope that would include Tehran's ballistic missile capabilities, its support for regional proxies such as Hezbollah and the Houthis, and concerns over domestic human rights issues, including Tehran's recent crackdown of nationwide protest. The White House has demanded zero nuclear capability from Iran amid United States naval buildup in the region and prior warnings from Donald Trump that failure to reach an agreement could lead to further military action, echoing last June's strike that damaged key Iranian enrichment sites. Oman, a long-term neutral mediator in U.S.-Iran relations, played a pivotal role in facilitating the encounter after earlier uncertainty over location and format. The meeting was initially planned for Istanbul but shifted at Iran's insistence to keep the scope narrower. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The research symposium on AI and its impact, being organized as part of the India AI Impact Summit 2026, has received more than 250 submissions from both the national and the global research community. This summit is scheduled to be held on the 18th of this month in New Delhi. During the Global South Research and Posters Showcase, there will be a vibrant showcase of research posters by students and collaborative teams from the Global South. France and Canada opened consulates in Greenland's capital, Nuuk, yesterday, in a show of support for their NATO ally, Denmark, amid renewed demands from US President Donald Trump to acquire the Arctic territory. New French Consul General Jean-Noël Poirier said his appointment in Nuuk was meant not as a signal to the American administration, but rather a message of friendship to Greenland and Denmark. India have clinched the Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for a record sixth time, beating England by 100 runs in the final in Harare, Zimbabwe last evening. After winning the toss and opting to bat first, India were propelled by a stunning, record-breaking masterclass from Vaibhav Suryavanshi, who scored 175 off just 80 balls. Skipper Ayush Mhatre contributed a crucial 53, while Abhigyan Kundu added 40, guiding India to a massive total of 411 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. Vaibhav Suryavanshi was named both player of the match and player of the series. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya and Opposition Leader Rahul Gandhi have congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the Under-19 ICC Men's World Cup 2026. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, kickstarts today. The month-long tournament will run until March the 8th, featuring 20 international teams competing across 55 matches at venues spread across both countries. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and US issue joint statement announcing framework for an interim trade agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says it will strengthen Make in India initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a two-day visit to Malaysia. India condemns bombing at an Islamabad mosque, says Pakistan is choosing to delude itself by blaming others. India clinch Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for record sixth time. President, Vice President and Prime Minister hail Team India. And ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka to begin today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.